We have a better covenant than the law, but this is what was promised to you under the law. Technically speaking, you and I are not under the law today. We're under the new covenant. The new covenant, praise God. But under the new covenant, if you'll walk in obedience to His word, then He will bless you and everything you put your hands to, and He will take sickness away from you, and you don't never have to be sick again. But if you don't do it His way, it will make you sick, and it will come upon you, and it will kill you. And in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, it shall come to pass. Now, see, if God said it shall come to pass, guess what's going to happen? It's going to come to pass. Is that what He said? You don't have to be concerned about it. If He said, and it shall come to pass, if, there's that big word again. It shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently. There's this word diligently. How is it that we miss this when we think, well, I can go to church once in a while and I'm okay? Are you beginning to understand the difference between diligence and just flippantly serving God? There's a difference, isn't there, sir? Putting God first is putting Him first every day. Waking up in the morning, when you go to work. If you own your company or you're an employee of the company, it makes no difference. When you go to work, if you have breakfast where you work, pray over it. And pray over it out loud. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. If you happen to be a manager over some place, or if you're the owner, if you want your company to be blessed, every morning at a certain time, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever you want to do it, you get all of your men and women together and you pray a prayer of faith to bless your company and the men and women that work for you, and to give them knowledge and wisdom that only God can give them. And watch and see what God will do with your company. I know I was in charge of a group down here at DFW Airport, had about 35 men working, and it was a maintenance department for the big buildings and trucks, and those kind of jobs are the most difficult jobs to do in any area. You always have the most injuries under those kind of conditions. So I prayed over my men every morning. I would meet with them, I would pray with them, ask God to protect us, and after a couple of years, they finally told me, you have to stop praying in the workplace. They said, what do you pray for? I said, I pray and ask God to bless our company. Ask Him to bless the people. Ask Him to protect my men. And I said, I guess you will notice how many injuries I've had in my department in the last 2 years. They said, zero. Not one single injury. But it's just a coincidence. No, it ain't no coincidence. It's because we pray. And so then one day they finally told me that you have to quit praying over people in the workplace. No question, you got to stop. I said, no, absolutely, I'm not ever going to quit praying over people. Well, one afternoon, there was a scream come from the hot food section, and I went running down. I was up in receiving area. I went running down through the corridor to where I heard the scream come from, and I got down there. There was a Mexican or Spanish lady that had taken big sheet pans out of a big giant oven and put them on a sheet pan rack, and she had slipped, her foot slipped on something slick, and she had gloves on to right here and a short sleeve shirt here, and that big steel door was about this high where she laid it down, reaching in there over it to get those big sheet pans, and as she's pulling them out, her foot slips right here and she falls, and this arm lays on that steel door. Now that steel door had been closed just a few minutes before with 300 degree temperature on the inside. That steel door was hot. What do you think it did to her arm? It just burnt. I mean, it had stripes on it. It had big blisters coming up all over it. And she was screaming. I went running down there. And, of course, I quoted Isaiah 53:4 to start off with, where it says, Jesus bore your pain. Now, if you read that in the King James, it doesn't say pain. But if you translate it, you'll find out that Isaiah 53:4 does say He bore your pain. So I quoted Isaiah 53:4 that says that Jesus bore your pain so you won't have to bear it. Then I said in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus told me to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16:18. I said, Jesus clearly said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But He did say these signs will only follow those that believe they will work. Well, I believe they'll work. And so I laid hands on him. But I said, now, but I don't know how long it'll take him to heal you, woman. So I said, Mark 11:23, Jesus said, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Is that what he said? So I said, in the name of Jesus, woman, I guarantee in the name of Jesus, you will get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I turned her loose. And instantly the pain stopped. Instantly. So she went ahead and went up to the cafeteria and served the evening meal. And everybody come up and saw her arm. They said, Edelina, what'd you do to your arm? She said, well, I fell in the oven down there while I burned it. They said, well, go to the doctor. She said, well, it don't hurt at all. I'll go ahead and work my shift. And maybe tomorrow I might go tomorrow if it bothers me. She got home that night. And her husband saw it, and he was in panic. I mean, he saw this burned arm. He said, honey, I got to take you to the doctor right now. Take you down to the emergency room. She said, no, it don't hurt at all. Don't hurt at all. She said, if it's bothering me in the morning, I'm tired. Said, let's just go to bed. And said, if it's bothering me in the morning, I'll let you take me to the doctor. Edelina woke up the next morning, turned over and looked at her arm. And it was not burned. There was not a mark, not a brown thing, not a blister. Her arm was as beautiful as any arm you ever see. Now, what did Jesus say I could have according to Mark 11:23?
Amen.
Is that pretty awesome?
Yeah.
Whatever you say with that mouth, if you can believe it with that heart, with no doubt in that heart. Now, how can you get that doubt out of that heart? Filling yourself with the Word of God every day over and abiding in Him. Worshiping Him. How do I abide in Him? I talk to Him. I worship Him. I praise Him. I thank Him. I'm in His Word. I'm quoting His Word all the time. That's how I abide in Him. And how's His words abide in me? When I'm quoting His words back to Him, then His words are abiding in me. So if I abide in Him and His words abide in me, He said at that point I can come and ask for what?
Amen.
And He will do it. Is that what He said? So what's the big deal? I pray the prayer of faith over a woman with a burned arm. What did you expect to happen? I expected a miracle. See, now if I hadn't expected a miracle, what would I have got? Nothing. But I expected something miraculous. Well, the next morning, there was one of the little ladies there that was a cook. I can't think of her name right now. But anyway, this little girl, Melanie, her name was Melanie. She'd come to my office many a time to talk to me about Jesus. She'd been divorced a couple of times. She didn't know nothing about Jesus, but I taught her about Jesus. I taught her what she could do. And she'd come in 10, 15, 20 minutes early, nearly every day, and come to my office, spend 10 or 15 minutes with me and talking about the Word of God. Well, she worked in the hot foot section where that woman got burned. And she was there when the woman got burned. And the next day, whenever Edelina came back in, Melanie hollered at her and said, Edelina, how's your arm today? And she held her arm and said, look. And Melanie just jumped up and screamed. She said, another answer to Thurman's prayers. Now, is that the way every Christian should be living? Should we all be walking in those kind of things? Did you all see anywhere on any of these problems where he said, these are things that are only going to work for Thurman? Did you see that in the Word anywhere? Who did he say they'd work for? Anybody that believes, won't he? Isn't it wonderful when you get to pray and see God do something like that? Isn't He an awesome God?
Yes.
The King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods is real.
Yes. Yes.
Some people don't even believe He's real, but let me tell you folks, He's real.
Yes.
He is awesomely real. Now what is His demands? Why do we not in the church, why do we not get to see God do very many things? Are we diligent? Do we know Scripture? Do we believe Scripture? Do we go about quoting Scripture to each other? Most people don't. We don't have the Word hidden in our heart. We don't study the Word. We don't spend enough time with Him. So we're technically spiritual prostitutes. And that's why God doesn't do anything. Would you do anything if you lived with a man or a woman, whichever, if you were like me, would I live with a woman that spent one or two nights a week out with some other guy? Oh, you wouldn't live with a guy like that either, huh?
No.
When that guy, you want that guy to come home to your house every night, don't you? You married him, right? Yeah, that's the way I look at it too. I told Cheryl here a while back, I said, you know, David had 12 wives. I need at least one more. She said, well, then you're still going to only have one. y'all know what that means, right? You're only going to have one. I said, I need one more. She said, well, you're still only going to have one. I got tickled at her. We kid about these kind of things all the time, you know, or every once in a while. But she knows that I'm a one-woman man. She has no doubt in her heart that I only am going to have one woman. And she's only going to have one man. And we're it. We're a team, and we work together. And there ain't going to be no other. You don't have to be concerned about running around with somebody else. With what I know about the Scripture, if I was to even think about going with another woman, you know what God would do to me? That's right. I'd either get a tremendous swat, or he'd just go ahead and kill me. One of the two, you know, just die, wham, because I know the truth, and he ain't going to put up with it. You know, Jesus clearly said in his word, he said, if I tell you to do something and you don't know that you're supposed to do it, he said, and you don't do it, I will only beat you with a few stripes. But he said, if I tell you to do it and you know and you don't do it, I'm going to beat you with many stripes. Have you read that verse? People read that, but they don't believe he'll do that. But he will. He will beat you with many stripes. I'm telling you, you know, God is the one that's in control of everything, everything. And all of these people you hear, whether it be government today, whether it be talk shows or whoever it is, none of them ever give you the answer to the problem today. I ain't never heard the answer given by anybody of the world. I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're liberals. I don't care if they're independents. I don't care who they are. None of them ever tell you what the answer is to life. And you know what the answer is? 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the only answer that's going to save our skin. You know, I believe with all my heart Jesus is going to return in the very near future. I don't believe he's very far away. I mean, he's given us so many signs to show us that the end is near. I mean, I believe with all my heart, of course, there's several other people who believe the same thing now, but, you know, I believe that the Antichrist is on the scene, the Antichrist, and I believe it's Prince Charles of Wales. I believe he is the Antichrist. I believe he's going to come on the scene. He's the only one that's ever already had a big bronze statue made of himself with big angel's wings, him standing on top of the world with skull and bones on it saying, I am the Savior of the world.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Have You Prayed Yet? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.